Alright, alright. It's 2017, a new year, a new year. Hopefully everybody's doing alright, and if you're not, you already know God is still God through it all. We have to still give God thanks through all our situations. And I'm just praying everybody had a blessed, filled, and a safe New Year's. I know on the other side of the world, they had unfortunately, and a terror attack, but you know, God is still God through each situation. But I just want to thank you all for, you know, tuning in this evening. I greatly appreciate you, greatly appreciate you. Well, it's 2017. It's a new year, and it's time to get some things done, okay? So, definitely got to, you know what I mean, just be thankful for what we have been blessed for. We're blessed because we're able to see another year. I mean, we're just blessed because we have a gift of life that God grants us each and every single day. Because Lord knows we didn't have to wake up this morning. We could have been gone and dead now. So I definitely want to just say, I mean, today's just been an awesome day. Church was awesome. I mean, like the young kids say, it was lit. It was lit. It was lit. He had it on fire. Oh, yes. He definitely had it on fire this morning. Well, Happy New Year to you all. Praying that 2017 will be a blessed, filled, and prosperous year for you all. Definitely praying that, you know, everything that your heart desires that God will grant it for you, as long as you know you have to do His will first before He can grant you with your heart's desires. And now He shall provide for you. But you know, it has to be God's first aspect. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. That's a must. A must, a must, a must. Well, where do I start? It's just so much I can sit here and talk about. But I definitely want to talk about, you know, the new year and just getting things done, just fulfilling, you know, God's plan, God's will, what He has birthed in your heart for you to do. And that's one thing about us. Everybody has something that they're good at. Everybody has a talent that God has blessed us with. It's just a matter of, you know, pulling that talent out, you know. That's why I said birth, because we have to birth it sometimes. We have to nurture it for it to grow. So it is definitely the year. It is definitely the time. It's 2017, no better time than, like, the present, to be honest. It has nothing to do with the year. It's no better time than, like, the present to get things done, to do what you have to do. We all can be successful in life, but you know what? In order to succeed, you got to put the time in. You got to put the time in, and you got to put the work in. You cannot be successful without time, your effort, your time, and the work. I mean, because nobody's going to do it for you, that's for sure. You got to do it yourself. Thank you that you don't wait for no one to do anything, and that's one thing. You don't wait. You can have a dollar and a dream, just like the song used to say back in the day, dollar and a dream, and that's so true. You don't have to have money in order to do what what God has laid on your heart to do. You gotta have the energy, the willpower, the determination to fulfill His word. Trust me, God will definitely do the rest now. He'll open up the doors that you can't open. He'll lead the people, whoever He needs, to be able to bless you, to birth whatever you're trying to do in His name. So definitely have to, you know, get on our grind and do what we have to do, because our world is off the chain right now. It's a while, but it's truly off the chain. I am just, you know, blown away. I'm a person that watches the news on the regular. When I mean on the regular, my TV stays on CNN, NBC, MSNBC, or whatever news is popping at that time. And, you know, some people ask, oh, well, why you watch the news all the time? That's so sad and depressing. Yes, it might be sad and depressing, but at the same time, we have to know what's going on within our nation. That's why I pay attention to the news most of the time. I don't have time to watch the other shows like Empire and, you know, things like, oh, you don't watch Empire? No, that type of show does not appease to me, so therefore I will not be watching something that does not appease to my soul. And things that Empire can teach me at all. I mean, nothing at all that it can teach me. All it's going to teach is how to be, what, ghetto? Definitely not doing that one. Okay, maybe wrong choice of words, not ghetto, but it's nothing, it's, like I said, it's nothing that appeals to me. So therefore, that's why I don't watch. And one thing you have to be careful, you have to be careful what you feed your soul. That's why I tell my children, be careful what you feed your soul. You got to feed your soul the right thing. Got to be the right thing in order for your soul to be moved by God. Because if you're feeding your soul a bunch of, you know, stuff that has a whole bunch of cursing and sexing and this and third, what do you think your mind is going to be on? It's going to be on that type of stuff. And that's definitely not what you're trying to, that's definitely not what you're trying to do, especially as, you know, as Christians. But to each his own. I don't judge. That's one thing I don't do. I'm not the one that judges them. No, sirree. I am not God. That's one thing. Gotta be, just gotta be cautious and careful, you know, what you feed your soul. It's very important. So, I definitely want to shed some light on something that has been, you know, I've been talking about it for the last couple of days, and I'm going to continue to talk about it when it comes to stuff, you know, things, different things that's going on in Delaware. And it hit home to me because, like I told you, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, she had went missing. And unfortunately, she got caught up in this situation herself, too. But I'm still working on trying to find out the particulars, you know. It's hard when you're trying to find out things because it seems like the officers, they definitely don't want to investigate anything. It's been weighing on my heart very, very heavy. But the simple fact is, she was in Delaware and then she ended up in Philadelphia. It's just mind-boggling how, I mean, no one has even bothered to investigate how she got from point A to point B. I mean, as much as I've written to the senators and the governor and attorney general and just pretty much everybody, anybody and everybody who would listen or even cares. That's how I'm feeling now, like they don't even care. But the simple fact is, I mean, I've gotten no response whatsoever from the Newcastle County Police Department, the Wilmington Police Department, when it comes to an investigation, even in Philadelphia, when it comes to an investigation into how she got from Wilmington, Delaware to Pennsylvania, because that's where she was. That's where they had to transfer her back down to Delaware. Now, she definitely was trafficked from one state to another state. So why is no one investigating? That's what I want to know. So if you know somebody that knows somebody, please let them know. They can contact me via email at MC Associates, the number 4, all, at gmail.com. Because, I mean, definitely got to find out what's going on. It's definitely a must. Because this cannot continue to happen. Something definitely has to be done because it doesn't make any sense how no one is doing nothing whatsoever. Said if you know somebody, I definitely need some type of assistance, some type of help. Because it seems like I'm at my wit's end now with this foolishness. Correction. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. I ain't even going to say that. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do until somebody answers me. Because somebody has to answer. Because for a 14-year-old, you go from one place, one state to another state, and no one says anything or does anything or investigates, yeah, that is not cool at all whatsoever. It's not cool. I mean, I know people might be like, oh, well, why she keep, what you mean? It's not even just about mine. It's about other children. Definitely about other children as well, too, because God forbid it can happen to somebody else, you know, especially with the state agencies that they have our children in. I mean, they have nothing down here for these kids whatsoever. So God forbid you have a child that's displaced or ends up in the system because for whatever reason. They send them to a place called the Terry Shelter Group Home up in Wilmington. That place needs to be shut down. And I'm going to continue to talk about them. I'm going to say, this is a year that things is going to, is a move is on the way. Because the Terry Shelter, I mean, that place right there, they have workers that are falling asleep. I mean, I get all this information from my daughter because she was in there, so she knows. That's how she went missing. The workers are sleeping. I mean, it's co-ed, so you have boys that be sneaking up to the girls. Somebody would get pregnant up in there, and they wouldn't know. They'd be like, oh, well, how'd that happen? Right under your nose is how it happened. It's just a mess. You just got to pray. That's what I said. I'm not even going to worry, or I'm just going to continue to do what I got to do and keep on keeping on. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, that's what we got to do. Keep on keeping on. But when it comes to the human sex trafficking, that definitely needs to be talked about more than it is because no one is really voicing themselves about it. The only person who really has shed some light to it is a young lady named Yolanda Satchelbash, and she's from Zoe Ministries. And they had a meeting, a couple of months ago about human sex trafficking in Delaware because it is definitely real, definitely going on. In Delaware, and you don't hear about it too much, but it is going on. And I mean, we just have to have more training to recognize and to spot out sex trafficking. And that's one thing about sex trafficking: it's not just females that are women and girls that are only ones trafficked for sexual exploitation. They're also forcing, you know, for labor and other purposes. But at the same time, you have men and boys also that are trafficked in a significant amount of numbers, you know, according to the United Nations Office on Drug and Crime back in 2014. But Delaware is definitely not immune to this serious, serious problem. And it's just time for... It's just time for us to act. It's time for us to unite as a people and, you know, unite with God because you cannot do anything without God. God has to be the head of what you're trying to do or what you're trying to accomplish. So you got to be first God
then you have to unite as a people to get some things done. Because something has to be done. I mean, when it comes to training with the, even with the police officers, they need training, more training when it comes to this type of stuff to spot out sex trafficking. Because you never know. You might have somebody, they pull a person over or a young girl over, and they're scared, you know. They're scared for some whatever reason, and they might ask the question, are you okay? Is this person, and they're like, no. You got to know. It's intimidation. Definitely got to know the signs. So that's something I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to see about the training classes and stuff like that. And even if you can't come to the training, I'm going to definitely guide you through it the next time I'm on the air. So by Friday, I will give you a full rundown in detail when it comes to how to spot sex trafficking. Definitely got my work cut out for me, but it needs to be done. It needs to be done because, like I said, my own child was affected by sex trafficking. So that's why I said it has to be done. Sometimes it's intimidation, like they intimidate a person, say, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family if you tell anyone. You can't allow your children to be intimidated. I know it's hard. It's truly, truly hard. But they have to know, like, look, you tell me whatever you want to tell me, and whomever is threatening you or whatever the case may be, it's not going to happen. They just have to know. They have to know. They have to know. Well, I know we have, I definitely want to give the single mother just some, you know, little tips. Like I said, I'm a single mother. I've been raising 3 kids for the last 14 years after my divorce. And it's not been rose, peaches, and roses. It's been a rough and rocky road. We have our good days, we have our ups, and we have our downs. And I think that's pretty much anyone in this world. It's no one that's perfect. But when it comes to the youth, to the youngins, definitely have to, as a single mother, this is something that I live by. A to-do list is a must. You must have a to-do list. Oh, my goodness. Without it, you are going to be lost in the sauce, as I say, lost all up in the sauce. Now, second thing I am so big on is a chore chart. A chore chart makes things so easier. So, chore chart, please. Chore chart. Help yourself out and help some kids out by doing a chore chart. So that way you don't have to keep talking to them all the time. And that way they can earn incentives for the things that they want. They can earn, you know, incentives. If you do this, you get so much amount, you know, doesn't have to be money. It could be like red stickers that earns them to a movie or whatever the case may be. You know, make sure that do your own thing. But, and that's one thing. You definitely have to have a clear understanding between you and your child or children when it comes to what, you know, being a single mother in the home. Even with a single father, this applies to single fathers as well, grandparents, whoever.
Use it.
By all means. Use it because it's an excellent, excellent, excellent tool that I live by. And that's the thing, you know what I mean? Always remember, home definitely comes first because before you can go out and do anything, you got to take care of home. That's number one. Just like they say, happy wife, happy life, happy home, happy life. If you got a happy home, you're definitely going to have a happy life. And, you know, it's not easy juggling work, children, and your vision, but it's doable. It's definitely doable. If you have Christ at the head of your life, absolutely, without a doubt, you can make it. You can get through anything because God does not put too much, God does not put more on us than we can bear, okay? Now, we are his people. We are his child of God. We are a child of God. And, honey, who? One thing he definitely does do, he gives us grace and mercy, so he either gives us the strength to go through it or to deliver us from it. So, you know, it just depends on where you're at when it comes to your faith. But I'm trying to tell you, I want y'all to be encouraged. I want y'all to stay encouraged and know that this is the year for y'all to be blessed abundantly. you know, for the finances just to flow, 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 flow. So I pray, I pray, I pray that you get up, you get out there, you do what you got to do, you know, put your mind to whatever it is that you need to do and get it done. Because this is the year now, time to take off, time to unite the people and get some things done. Especially when it's calling for our own community, our own people are suffering, our own people are hungry, our own people don't have a place to live. I mean, how can we just live and continue to live, 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 and people are starving. People are dying because they're starving, no food, and we have food. I mean, it's all these restaurants out here that, you know, throw away food or something like that. It's time to start recycling this stuff, man. You can't just keep throwing stuff away. It's time to get it done. No, 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 no. So, you know, like, as you can see, I'm very, very passionate about it because I love people. I mean, we are all human beings. I don't see nobody for their color, nobody for their race. I don't see none of that. I see human beings, God's creation, okay? That's how my eyes and my heart operate. I don't know about y'all. And I pray that y'all do the same thing, too, because I know people do. I know some people do. But, you know, we just got to keep pushing, just do what we got to do, and get the job done, point blank, just straight up. Get the job done.
Time to get done. So even when it comes to Trump,
definitely have to get the job done. You have to pray for this man. This is our president-elect. This is going to be our new president come January 20th. And the best thing we can do for him now is to pray for him. We have to pray for his mind, for God to renew his mind and his heart so that he does not do something foolish to initiate empty things that could be detrimental to the United States of America. So, you know, that's why I said, as the people, we need to unite as one. In order for, you know, for Trump to not lead to his own stuff. So please, 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 when you say a prayer for Trump, I would so greatly appreciate it. God will, because he said you're supposed to love thy neighbor. And if you see your enemy hungry or if you see your enemy thirsty, give him something to drink. Give him something to eat. Don't let them just sit there and walk around like, oh, I ain't giving them nothing. I don't like them. Don't do that, because God is not that. God is love. God is not hate and lies. God is not that. Those are what you call lies that they instead of. Because God is nothing pure. He is pure love. That's why I tell people I love you, because I do. I truly, truly do. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love all of you. I don't have to know you to love you. You're God's creation, so therefore you're love. That's how I feel. I know most people are like, oh, Lord Jesus, purpose. No. That's why I said sometimes God puts people in your life for a reason, for a season, and then, you know, lets me know sometimes they're out. Sometimes, yeah, you have to evaluate yourself, because some people just be having a friend one time and no having a friend this time, and I'm like, ooh, Lord Jesus, that something got to be up now. Something got to be up. But, you know, just best I can say, it's not about being right. It's about being righteous. And being righteous is living right according to God's word, you know? The number one thing we have to do is to be obedient. We just have to be obedient to his word and do his will. And God will handle the rest. He will lead us in direction and the path that he wants us to go. He will shine that bright light on us now and say, this is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. This is what I need you to do. And he speaks to your spirit. You know, I'm trusting in him, and I have faith in him, and I have faith in you all, that you all will do what you have to do. And, you know, just try to help someone else. Try to help someone else. Lord, have mercy. Try to help someone else. Definitely wanted to say, you know, I thank you all for tuning in and listening to the radio station. I know most of you click the link and are listening online. So I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you. I'm not going to be before y'all too much longer. because my time is running down. Definitely want to, you know, just to say that a change has to come. A change, a move of God is on the way. That ain't enough. It ends up about that. A move of God is truly, truly, truly on the way, and I thank God for it. I truly do. I thank God for it. But, you know, it's just sickening sometimes when you hear and you see certain things and you're wondering, like, oh, well. But, you know, it's pretty much, it's just the things that are transpiring within our nation, and it just moves me. It seems to me that I'm just trying to comprehend all the things that's going on. So I just pray that this year is going to be a blessed year, prosperous year for you and your family. Continue tuning 6:30 p.m. each and every night. I love you all. And you all have a blessed evening, and you all have a blessed week. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.